episode is this? 80?
I don't remember. Did we record 79? Because the 78 is on the website.
Yeah, 78 is the last episode, so this one is 79.
And, oh, wait, I gotta get the stuff. Yeah. Because you don't have the names of stuff, right?
Oh, I don't even have the names of Knuckles, whatever he was talking about. Knuckles all... Yeah, and this is Chapter 7, Bankruptcy, and... I'm not playing with my money. Annual percentage rate over here.
Oh my god! An APR for sure. I was like, wait a second, you just said...
I had no clue. After a while, I just started tuning out. Like, okay. I felt like Gon in that scene.
Yeah, Gon was... Oh, man. And I need to screen cap the king's face at the end of the episode.
Yes! This whole episode is like, give me the next one. I could have done without this. But, I mean...
Interest and curse.
I completely forgot what Shoot's power was, so that was good.
Yeah, me too. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, let me look up Knuckle, so I don't seem like an idiot.
To the Hunterpedia.
Yep. I wonder if someone edited to what Crunchyroll used.
Not sure.
A what? Amortizing power redirector. What does that even mean? It turns into the IR... Wow. When you don't pay your debt, it turns into the IRS. That's awesome.
Pretty similar.
Yep. I feel like there's something else. Oh, what amortizing is. If that's even a word.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh! Okay. It is a thing.
That sounds like one of those raw translations of...
No, it's totally a thing. He's called Pot Clean in Japanese... And the other thing is called Torotaten. I don't know what those things mean. So anyway. Hello and welcome to episode 79 of Dropping the X, an unofficial Hunter x Hunter podcast, where we cover the anime Hunter x Hunter, because there's no manga. We're very sad about this fact, but unfortunately the manga is no longer a thing that exists. Sorry that we get to be the first people to tell you. My name is Dame Dr. Foxy Brown, and you can direct the hate mail to IamNotTogashiYoshihiro@gmail.com or HXHPodcast@gmail.com.
That's right, give us the hate.
If that's easier. I'm joined by Ed the Crimson.
Yo, what's happening?
The artist formerly known as Bullet Beast.
That's true.
Everyone's favorite superhero, Zoro, will not be here. Unfortunately, he had more important things to do, like have a social life and whatnot, so you are stuck with just the two of us. For the duration of this episode, we're going to be covering episode 90, Interest and Curse.
And also, because Diego's not here, this episode's going to be sans news. So, I think does that mean what I think it means?
That it'll be short, I'm sure.
Or without news?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool. Alright, yeah, no news, because he's the one who normally gets it, so whatever.
Yeah, for a second there...
You'll get double the news next episode.
Brain froze looking for the Spanish equivalent, which is sin, I think?
Okay.
I don't know, I took Spanish in high school, as far as I went. So anyway, this episode, of course, brings you to three different climactic points... without reaching any of them, so, you know, you're left blue.
Double blue.
Yeah. The potential birth of the king, which I hate them for the end of this episode. So aggravating. Like, right there, like, right on the threshold.
Mm-hmm. She had her mouth open. She was ready.
He's, like, right at the cervix, and they're like, no, we're gonna wait another week. The showdown between Knuckle and Gon, as well as the showdown between Shoot and Killwall. And I remember thinking, because, you know, I know what the end result of this arc is, these few episodes, and who actually gets to go inside in jail. And I was trying to remember, without spoiling the whole fun of seeing it through the anime again, of how exactly it went down, and of course, being that the releases of the manga were staggered over the past 10 years or so, it is very hard for me to recall what happened when. So I know who all gets to go. I'm trying to figure out how it happened. And then I see Knuckles' ability. And I was just like, oh, okay, sure. I don't remember doing any of those things, but I can see how that would be quite annoying. So
I remember his ability, but I didn't remember Shoot's ability, and I don't remember exactly how the fights happen.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. Mm-hmm. So even though we've seen all this before, it's kind of like it's still new. So if you remember correctly from the previous week, Killua threatened Knuckle as though he was in any position to do so, to say, you know, if you fight him and you don't use your full strength and you lose, I will never forgive you. So Knuckle pretty much determines at the very beginning, like, look, I'm going to use my full strength. And he takes off his shirt because, you know, that's how we signify in this episode that you're going balls out. It is imperative that you be shirtless.
Yep, or jacketless, right. Whatever you got.
Whatever you're wearing over your other clothes, yes, you must take it off. So he takes it off and, like, he charges up. And Gon's like, okay, the last time I lost, but I feel great, so I got this. And, you know, he charges up, he spreads his nan around him in a circular pattern, which was kind of cool looking. And yeah. Knuckles still punched him through it, which was awesome. And after he takes the punch, Gon is like, well, you know, this is weird. I actually feel great that I just took, you know, a solid uppercut to the face. He's like, I can't figure out what's going on. And he uses, I guess, Gil to look. And there's this weird little adorable mascot thing holding onto his arm. It's got tiny little wings and everything. And then Knuckles starts talking, and he immediately loses me.
Yeah, so it's the ability is called Chapter 7 Bankruptcy, but the mascot itself is called Amortizing Power Redirector, or APR. And
amortizing is a type of loan where the principal is paid over the life of the loan, typically through equal payments. I don't know what any of that means. I just read it on Wikipedia. There's a complicated formula here that uses calculus, which is dickish. Like, why are you having loans where you calculate, where you're calculating the value of the loan through calculus? The average person is not going to be able to do that, right?
Yeah. Does the average person even take calculus in high school?
No.
I don't think
you do. Calculus is for special people. Mm-hmm. As in people who are going to rip people off for the rest of their lives. Yes. But basically, when Knuckle hits you, when he activates his ability, he lends you his aura. And from that moment on, APR calculates the interest of each blow that he lands on you over 10-second intervals. So every 10 seconds, he calculates 10% interest, and he adds that to his total that he has. And that total is drawing from your energy. And Knuckle goes his long, drawn-out explanation to basically say that he believes that Gon has around 12,000 aura. And at the rate that he usually expends it, he'll be out in about 4 minutes and, I think, 20 seconds or so. Yes. And if APR reaches 12,000, he'll bust. And, you know, you kind of can figure out that, okay, bust probably means that, you know, you're out of energy and you lose. But Knuckle adds that there's a special penalty to busting, where APR evolves to his other form, called the Individual Rent Suppressor, or the IRS. And we know what happens when the IRS comes after you, federal prison. But in this case, federal prison means that he forces you into Zetsu, which is he shuts off all your ability to use your Nen for 30 days.
So you're in Nen prison.
Right.
Something like that.
And that considering Gon's end goal, which is to return to NGO to save Kite, all of that, this is a very bad thing. And the important thing to note is, as Knuckle is sitting here explaining, I mean, there's a funny part to it where, like, Gon's head basically explodes. And
because math.
And he loses energy. It's like, I was expecting this kind of attack. But more realistically, as Knuckle is explaining, more time is passing. And the interest is climbing and climbing. Which is pretty wicked and devious. And in that way, it's a cool ability. But
yeah,
otherwise, it's kind of jerky. So Gon is like, when he hears about the IRS thing, he's like, well, I just have to, you know, beat you before the 4 months is up. And he attempts to punch him. And he's like, oh, okay, you hit me. Which is basically equal to 100 aura points, which isn't even half of the last interest that was calculated. So mm-hmm. basically, he did nothing. And it's like, until you pay back the debt, which is until you hit him with enough force that APR currently has on the little dial on his head, you can't do any damage to him.
Yep. I do like that he lets both of them trade their hits yep. to one another on purpose, just so he can make them owe more. Because him and Gon hit each other, and then he's like, yeah, I hit you for more than you even hit me for.
It's like, so good luck with this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Another cool thing that's not mentioned in the anime, so far anyway, is mm-hmm. that APR or Pop Plane stays with you until the fight is over. But if you run away from him, you'll stop getting added interest, which obviously Gon doesn't know yet, but mm-hmm. it's kind of an idea.
Also good to know that while he's in that form, he is completely harmless, and he's also indestructible.
Yeah, because Gon tried to throw him away.
Yeah, that didn't work.
He's like, hey, I'm back. So to Killua and Shoot's battle, which is kind of more interesting, but also kind of repetitive, because a lot of it is Biscuit's voiceover, going back over the things she went over last week, in terms of his fighting style, and his inability to get over his fear of the unknown. And he approaches Shoot, and Shoot immediately starts using his colored aura, just how you know that he's serious. And mm-hmm. he says something to the effect of, you know, I don't like to hurt people, which was why I intentionally picked an ability that would only activate if I have to hurt someone. And if you notice the way he appears the whole time, he has his left arm is completely covered yes. by a sleeve. And I was looking mm-hmm. at it, and I'm like, what is up with that? And like, I was remembering that Morale, he, of course, had a pipe, and this kind of looked like a pipe, but I couldn't remember what it was, and clearly Killua couldn't figure it out either. And as soon as he unveils his aura, Killua is looking at it like, oh my god, this is stronger than I am. I don't know what to do, but at the same time, he's trying to tell himself, you know, he doesn't know my ability, and I don't know his ability. There's no reason for me to be afraid yet, you know, because this hasn't really started. I haven't gotten sort of a good idea of how strong he is. And then he throws off his arm sleeve, and like, you see as far as his star tattoo, and like, and I saw Killua's expression, I'm like, okay, so does he recognize the tattoo? Like, does it have some special significance, you know, in the underground? And then like, the camera pans down further, and like, okay, he has, you know, three extra hands.
And no arm. Like, yeah, he has a stub of a... I forgot what you call that. A bicep.
Yeah. So. Clearly, his arm is severed.
Mm-hmm.
Under whatever circumstances they were. But he also has a cage that is also hovering in the air. And Killua's trying to figure out, you know, what type of ability he has. And he's looking at the way that he's moving the hands. And he's like, okay, this is probably a manipulation type. And what is super cool about this, and it only is shown briefly in the episode, because he has not explained this ability yet. he kind of attacks with three hands, and Killua pulls out the yo-yos, and he's knocking them away with the yo-yos.
Yes.
And
pretty awesome.
When Shoot charges towards him, he kind of gets insta-terrified, and as he's millimeters away, like, he's trying to fight Illumi's voice in his head, and Biscuit's, like, nagging from the previous episode, like, that's telling him to run, and he decides, you know, like, I'm gonna use electricity, and as he starts to charge it up, Shoot hits him on the left side of his face with his palm, and it kind of does this weird, like, reverberation through his skin, and then he jumps back. And Shoot himself is kind of thrown off by what Killua was doing. He's like, you know, he was charging something, but the timing was off. So, you know, is it possible that he's a little stronger than he appears? But that sort of goes away over time, because Killua is still, even though he's fighting himself, is sort of retreating with every step. And then the important thing happens, like, as the hands start to come towards him again, like, the left side of Killua's vision suddenly goes dark. And he's like, you know, what the hell?
Yay, editing for Diego. Ha ha! La la la.
And, what basically happens is Shoot goes at him again, with the hands. And he goes to block again. But because his vision is cut off on the left side of his face, he gets hit. Because he can't see on that side at all. And he's still trying to figure out, you know, what happened there. And one thing that's interesting is, like, when he finally charges the lightning ability, like, Shoot sort of runs off. And in his mind, Illumi's telling him, you know, you never over-pursue, I guess, you know, with the idea that when they run away from you, it's possible that they've already set traps in the area, or they're setting a trap as they're fleeing, and you running behind them is only going to put yourself in potential mortal danger. And he kind of stops in his tracks, and then eventually he's just like, you know, fuck it. I can't do this anymore. And, like, the yo-yo straps on his fingers break.
Yeah, it's just like some kind of limit release thing.
And then they, like, the yo-yos go flying away behind him. I'm like, well, this is just ridiculous. Uh-huh.
Like, you could have just put them back in your pocket.
No, you could just slip them off. Like, they were expensive. Mm-hmm. I remember you saying they were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And heavy as shit. You know, you have to see them hit the ground, but... And then he charges at Shoot, and I think, you know, that's more or less the end of that. And we get... I hate them for this. The narrator is like, meanwhile, these guys are fighting, you know, over at the ant's nest. Here's the extremely pregnant queen. And, like, her belly is pulsating. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Yes.
And everything goes black. Fuck. So close. Seconds away, really, from the birth of the king. And we do see him a lot in the preview with all of his birth goo on him.
Yeah, kind
of. But, like, not on the upper half of his body, which is weird. This is, like, all on his legs.
Yeah, that's really weird. Like, I don't know if it just fell there or what. I don't know.
And he's all, like, smirky and douchebag looking. And evil, also.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, from the preview, and the fact that these two fights are still going on, we can tell that there's no way that whoever wins is going to make it into NGL before the birth of the game. Like, this is completely impending, absolutely about to happen seconds from now, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. So, what do you think of the episode overall?
Okay, I mean... Unf- unfortunately, it's just like, because of the king, like, because we already know everything, mm-hmm. I feel for us, it's maybe less of a critical episode.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh, and because of the king was spoiled at the end, we're like, oh, yes, yes, give us king now. Come on, let's go. But, like, I guess, like, when you really break up the fights, when you break down the fights, like, it's very interesting, Gon's fight, that he has to essentially punch enough aura into Knuckle just so he can hit him, yeah. Like, once. Because, like, I think you said earlier, they were fighting at each other, like, Dragon Ball Z style.
Yeah.
And he was, like, doing a flurry of punches, and he still, you know, that's still wasn't able to do anything. So, that's really interesting, because it's not just, like, it's almost like a game within the fight. So that's interesting, and then you have Killua's fight, where his is like, him trying to overcome his weakness, like, in his head, from his brother. And the music was really on point, I would say, for that.
So,
I know you never,
not.
What were you saying?
It's important to know that Knuckle has determined to himself that he's not going to allow Gon to use Jajanken, mm-hmm. which is really, as far as what we know of Gon and his current fighting ability, that is like the only thing that he could hit Knuckle with in order to greatly reduce the debt he owes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of shoot, even though it hasn't been explained, you can kind of tell that he can remove parts of your body, and he actually gets another hit to Killua's midsection.
Yes.
Which he hasn't felt the effect of yet, but it's possible that he can in the next episode. I think you're saying, yeah, I don't notice the music, but
yeah.
I remember there's video gamey sounds every time APR gets bigger, which I thought was hilarious.
Yes. It's like bloop, bloop, bloop.
And I kind of, I'm on the fence between loving his voice or its voice and absolutely hating it, because it has the perfect annoying video game sidekick that you can't destroy thing.
Yes,
going for its voice. So
mm-hmm. It's just like, hey, you can get help. hey, I was like, shut up. No, don't care. Why don't they give me the option to turn off tutorial?
Why can't I murder him?
Yes, that too. Oh, man. But yeah, the APR is like, he is very cute, but also annoying.
I mean, I imagine it would be especially irritating if you're that person who's trying mm-hmm. to think of a plan or trying to fight, and every 10 seconds he's like, okay, time to add up the interest, and it just rolls over again, and like, you can't even turn your head to look back at him and see how big he's gotten, because that's going to waste another 10 seconds.
Exactly.
So you kind of have to fight at your top strength without paying attention to how big he's gotten, which I imagine would be very distressing, because you can't check the time, because that's going to use up more time, and you can't look back to check his dial. The only thing you literally can do is fight, and it's a very good way of sort of mentally cornering the opponent, because you're so worried about so many different things, it's going to be very difficult to come up with a strategy. It basically, like, the only way this is to the opponent's advantage is if they're not the type of person who puts a lot of thought into their battle anyway, so you're very unlikely to shake them mentally or shake their focus.
Yeah.
Which I think Gon is, he's kind of close to there. Like, everything he does is on the fly. He doesn't tend to spend as much time in thought as someone like Killua or Kurapika would. He's sort of more naturally in the flow sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It's all about just when he feels. That's where it goes.
Yep.
Yeah. I do like the aspect that his Knuckle essentially, like, his fight is, like, not even to damage God anymore. Like, he's just trying to pump him full and then.
Yep.
At this point, yeah.
Because the more he does it, the more it's going to contribute. Because, like, at one point in the battle, after he punches Gon looks back, and he's like, the interest tripled at that point. And he's like, yeah, because I gave you another loan when I punched you. So good luck trying to pay off the interest on that. And you kind of see how quickly this whole thing can get dire, especially if Knuckle is actively trying to fight him, which he doesn't really seem to be doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's in control, so, like, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't really need to overextend.
Which is kind of awesome, if that's your sort of, if that's your personality, where you're not necessarily looking, because both Knuckle and Shoot really seem to be averse to hurting people or animals or whatever. So, both of their abilities, although Shoot seems kind of more sinister, both of their abilities kind of allow them to inflict sort of as little pain as possible.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah, I guess like you could see in seeing their ability and their personality, you can understand why the chairman, like, or not the chairman, but well, yeah, I guess all three of them had decided whether they wanted those guys to go, right? Yeah, so why they don't want their students to come.
Because they could be extreme liabilities. Shoot, definitely being a coward, and like that's a serious character flaw. When you talk about going into NGL, Knuckle not wanting to hurt anybody, wanting to give the ants a fair shake to prove that, you know, it's possible that some of them are willing to coexist with humans, and you know, there's no reason to just wipe out everyone.
Yeah, like, he wants to do, like, diplomacy.
Like, we're not even sure they understand what diplomacy is. Like, it may not be for the best. Like, while you're all diplomacy, they might be chopping off your limbs and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, even, like, I'm sure even, like the penguin guy can understand how diplomacy works, but, like, the way the ants work, they're essentially a monarchy. Like, they don't care about other shit and democracy and all that, and, like, trying to work shit out. It's like, what does the king and the queen want? Okay, we do that. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So, we're kind of headed towards... I mean, we've been saying for a long time, like... The more messed up stuff is still to come. Like, all this is going on, the king ain't even born yet. We have an episode, really, between us and the king, and where you get to see sort of his personality shine, and he builds his kingdom at a remarkable pace. We forget, kind of, they're only in this NGL area of this continent, but there are two more areas, East and West Corto, and the other one I forget the name of. But the ants have primarily, like, stuck within that one zone of NGL, and once the king is born, like, he's gonna look around at this mud, building, and, like, no part of this is, like, glorious enough to be my palace. So, yes. He kind of goes out and searches something more glorious, and you kind of, it becomes more pressing, the fact that the ants don't know about the outside world yet. Because they can fly. You could imagine if 150 of them or whatever just took to the skies and was like, we're going to go to the nearest body of land and just fuck shit up, you know?
Yeah. Especially if it's like, they just keep taking over, like, over time. Like, more small and small... villages and like small cities that aren't really connected to anything. Yeah. Like they could just grow so quickly before they even like reach the major cities in the world of Hunter x Hunter.
So you know, it's extremely pressing that the chairman, Nov, Emerald take out as many people as possible. This fight between these four students and, of course, Palm, who's entrance into NGL relies on Gon and Killua. All of that needs to happen, like, immediately. So, we have a lot of things about to come to a head together. It remains to be seen how well it's going to be done, but I'm enjoying how it's put on so far, even if I'm not as invested in this battle, these two battles, as I should be. So,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard for us to be so into it when we're just waiting for the king.
I know, right?
This is... Like, we're hyping him up, but I swear, guys, he's awesome.
Yeah, none of this is gonna, like, undercut your expectations. He's totally gonna live up to this. To all of this hype. And I am also looking forward to seeing more of the Royal Guard. Because, you know, tired of the low-level grunts like Peggy and Colt. And what they're into. So, yes. Shortly.
It'll happen. Burst.
I believe. So, you have any other thoughts?
No, that was it. I think, like I said earlier, the music was on point. The animation was fine. Like, it's kind of up to par for what we've been seeing so far. I'm sure whenever we see Gon, maybe do Jajanken again, it's going to look awesome. Again, I'm also can't wait to see some more Killua lightning attacks that actually go off and hit their mark. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Just bringing up a couple of comments that are posted on the website, because we very rarely address the comments in the show.
All right.
The question has been asked, will we cover the movie? Yes, we absolutely will. Well, that, of course, when we cover the movie will depend on, you know, when there's a release available for us to watch. The movie itself came out this past week, July 24th. So that's fun. That's one thing to look forward to. As well as the continuation of the Chimera Ant arc. Just a till post. I love these shows where you guys make brilliant jokes but are too tired to even get the giggles. I mean, Nov dumping his junk in Meteor City, that's freaking hilarious. While I really like this part of the arc, Knuckle is like a Yankee version of Gon. I'm getting a little annoyed at people giving Killua shit about his fight or flee reflex. People seem to forget that all three of them, two, I guess, would have ended up as meat puppets if he hadn't taken off like he did. You could argue that his brother's needlework saved them all. Nobody noticed that explanatory baseball game with the original cast. Nice to see Leoria and Kurapika again. I actually was going to talk about that, but I was too tired to even bring it up. As for the ratings, nope, too depressing. Guess it could turn into a question for you guys. What can be done to make it a top 5 regular? More movies, a live-action movie, another musical, more manga. Oh, wait, that's not going to happen. And he also mentions that he enjoyed Diego's calm report. So, what do we think can be done to... Not even top 5, because I don't know if that's even possible, considering like the juggernauts that are ahead of it. Sezai-san. God, I can't remember the name of the show. One Piece, obviously. But just
Attack on Titan. And
just to keep it in the top 10 consistently, I don't even know. Because you got the brutal violence that people seem to love. Well, at least...
Or at least we thought they did. Where'd these people go?
I don't know. They're just like, sure, I love the brutal violence, like, but it's gotta be, you know, sort of weirdly historical. It's gotta take place with mostly European kids. And... there have to be more children, I guess. Because there's only two. For the most part, there are only two.
Probably boobs.
Yes.
Not that we're going to get him.
No. I mean, kind of. It would help. Because somebody gets a costume change, and it's kind of more revealing. But definitely, I think the lack of... Especially when we go by what anime fans seem to live. The lack of female characters, you know, whether they're actually good female characters or terrible. Because you have... The few female characters in Hunter x Hunter are actually really great.
Yes.
But none of them are main characters, so they don't show up consistently. Biscuit is like the most moe character we have. Just
yeah, and she's like 57 or something. Yeah,
which is terrible and hilarious.
I mean, you know, if you're into yandere's, we got Palm.
And then, like, one of the most popular characters in the series, if you've been reading the manga and, like, he's your guy, you know he doesn't show up at all during this arc. So,
yep.
Like, that's probably a factor in people deciding not to watch. Even though it's weird, because, like, this is the thing that we've been waiting for that mm-hmm. hasn't been animated. Madhouse is doing a decent to good job with it, and like, it's not following through in terms of viewership. So, like, I don't even know. More merchandise, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. Because, like, okay, so it's already written out. So I don't know what they could do, like, unless they're just going to start changing up the show.
Or maybe people aren't going to, like, care until... Maybe you'll see the Phantom Rise, like, the ratings go up after the king is born, so maybe now that he's been shown in the preview, more people will tune in for next week.
Actually, okay. So, it just says top five. That's just in general, right? Just series, like, he doesn't, or whatever District Till is, I don't know, I'm sorry. It doesn't mean anime or manga, it just means series in general, right?
Probably.
Because if so, then, like, Takashi's got to start writing again and, like, drawing, like, and do it consistently.
Yeah.
For, like, a good... forever. Like, I don't... Like, fucking stay there, because, like, who knows how many people have been burned by him already, you know?
Millions.
Yeah. Like, so, like, that's... I think that's probably the biggest thing. Like, because at least, like, if he keeps doing stuff... You know, like, the big ups at, like, Shonen Jump will have more reason to, like, maybe put Hunter x Hunter on the cover sometimes, or, like, do other things with it. But if he's not going to do anything, they're just going to keep him in the back.
Yep.
I think that's probably the most important thing, like, other than a live-action movie, anything at all.
I think the manga existence sort of drives anime fandom, though it's possible to have, like, anime popularity sort of independent of the manga popularity, but, you know, that's the immediate audience base. Like, you know, you can count on these people that are fans of the manga, the majority of them, because there are some, you know, that don't watch anime, but, you know, you can count on them to be there from day one, like... Everybody else, you have to sort of build the audience. And at this point, you've hit episode 90. Like, you're not going to get new fans. Like, I'm pretty sure there's no 90-episode marathon that's about to kick off on Japanese TV. Just so you could be caught up right before the king is born. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
No, not at all.
I guess the question could be, what could we do in terms of driving, you know... Western fandom, because it's not even at the point where it doesn't seem like people are clamoring to license it. They keep talking about how they're clamoring to license it.
And they keep saying, yeah, somebody got it, because we couldn't buy it. And I'm like, that still to this day confuses me. Because it's like, who got it? What kind of asshole got it? And has just been sitting on it, doing nothing.
Jerk.
Yes. Like when it's eventually revealed who bought it, there better have been, like, some fuck-ups or something, and they couldn't do anything, and then I'll slightly accept it more than, I don't know, I didn't feel like doing anything with it after I bought it.
I just bought it so these other dicks couldn't have it.
Exactly.
But I don't even know, I don't even understand people that don't like the series. Like, I get that it has its down moments like everything else. But right now it seems like the best time to be into it. We're gonna see how the next few episodes go, and maybe that'll be a turnaround. But once people start getting excited about, you know, the fact that people are dying, and the way, I so wish we could talk about this again, without spoilers.
Yeah.
But The way the king evolves as a character is, like we've been saying all along, is phenomenal. And it's a really cool character study and stuff like that, so I really can't wait for that part. So, I think that's about it. Thank you for listening to episode 79 of Dropping the X, an unofficial Hunter x Hunter podcast. You can email us your responses, be they audio, video, I guess, if you compress it really well, or post the YouTube link, whatever, as well as your typed comments. You can hit us up on the website, like Jester Till and Snowy Locks, who I didn't actually mention, but who commented as well, like they both did, at hxhpodcast.wordpress.com. You could reply to us on facebook.com/hxhpodcast or twitter.com/hxhpodcast. And you could also hit us up on voicemail at 954-324-7722. It's 954-324-7722.
And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at EdTheCrimson, all one word. And if they want to follow you, Foxy, where do they go?
Dame Dr. Foxy B. DR for doctor, obviously.
All right. Well, is that it?
Yep, that is it.
Should the hunters do things, maybe? I don't know. Should they remember things?
No, they shouldn't remember anything other than to tune in. Tune in next week. Same time, same place.
I'll get it one day.
You will. それは叶わぬ想い人はそうやっていくつも夜を越えて明日を探して来たんだろう君へ思いを馳せる遠く 離れていても一人こうして見上げる空の先にいつか繋がり合える心を信じて流れ星きあり 光この想いを届け君のためにできること見つけるのさ